You have today to work on the sugya of schiras, of when schiras chatzar is kaina, when it's not kaina. The second half of Taisvis, Dibra Maskel v'chit etzad sadeyu, Taisvis brings a gemara on Daf Kuf Beis. Taimar, Shili Ashayol Gabi Hazevel Shabalabayas, Mukila Begamara Bitari the Osimi Alma, Bukhatsi the Maskir, the Krebyasibrab Khanina. The Gemara there has a case with Zevel, which gathered in a field from Behemishal Hefker. And the question is, who does it belong to? Which is basically Ashayla. Who do things belong to when they left Hefker in a field? Do they belong to the tenant or the landlord? How is the maske zeicha? It's not mishumer ledaitai. Ishloim ishagam maske beisav psuach loisin chatzim mikriyami b'tzad zadei. What's Taisa saying? You have a field, a chatzim, a courtyard, and there's a renter who's using the courtyard, and there's a maskeer who has a house open to the courtyard. So first of all, before we get into the issues of tenants and landlords, the Taisa says that that's called Chatzah HaMishtameres. We were talking the whole time about the Gedarim of what's called the Chatzah HaMishtameres. How Mishtameres does it have to be? Here, the Seicher is also going through the Chatzah. Just the Maskir, he has Beisar Pesuach. He's Aymed B'tzidai there. So that's called Mishtameres Ladaitai. We see L'chayr from Taisis that even though there's one other person who walks through, that is not ma'akiv on it being Mishum L'daitai. That's what it seems from this Taisis. I don't know if Taisis knows you need a rabbim, how many people you need. L'chayr from Taisis, you see this Nakuda. But be that as it may, what comes out from Taisis? Who is the owner of a field, the landlord or the tenant? Lagabe kinyanim. So it comes out from Taisvis, a little of a mixed bag. Taisvis seems to hold the maskir is really the one who owns the gufa karka, but provided that it's mishum ledaitai, not good enough if the soicher is there exclusively, that's not good enough. He has to be there also for it to be mishum ledaitai. What's interesting is that Taisvis sheet is not brought into Paiskin. The Pais can bring primarily a machlaikis between Rambam on the one hand and Rashi and the Rosh on the other hand. They have a machlaikis in Din, and then we have to figure out what it's totally in Svara. That machlaikis is the shayla we spoke about. You have a chatzar, which is rented to a tenant, to a seicher, and the guf hakarka belongs to the landlord, the maskir. And Behemus of Hefker leaves Zevel there. Whose Zevel is it? The Rambam says it belongs to the landlord, to the maskir. And Rashi and the Rosh hold that it belongs to the seicher. So we'll call it the Rosh Hashita. It's Rashi and the Rosh. We'll call it the Rosh Hashita. Is that it belongs to the tenant. Now, that's the machloikis who it belongs to. What's the svara? What's the svara of the tutsdadim? L'chayre, the svara is, as I mentioned to you yesterday, the question is, when you rent a chotzer, a bayis, whatever you may rent, what is happening in lumdis when you're a tenant? When you live in an apartment that's rented, and you have an agreement, and you use the expression, I'm renting the apartment, what's the uptaich be'enei ha-halacha of that agreement? Is the taich that I own this apartment for 2 years, whatever the lease is, I owe it for that period of time, it's mine, and the guf ha-karka belongs to the tenant, and in Cain, it's the tenant's chatzar for that period of time, and the criterion is bias. Or is pshat in a rental that the guf hakarka belongs to the landlord? He still owns the apartment. the right to use the apartment, that he's giving away. He's saying, it's mine. Normally I would use it. Now you'll use it. I'm giving you the right to use it. Now here, it's a very hard thing to shots up what's going through people's mind. I think if you rent a car, everyone knows it's not your car. The car belongs to the rent a car, and I'm just renting it for a day. I don't think anybody would say it's my car for a day. Nobody would use such an expression. Everyone would say, I paid for the right to use it. Leases are a little more complicated about what takes place in the lease, but it could be to say that when you rent an apartment, which way to look at it? How do you look at it that the guf hakarka belongs to the landlord, and you're just renting use of it, or that the guf hakarka belongs to the seicher, to the tenant?
Even if I rent to use, that's still used to the koin avedis after us. So why should the zelo go to the owner? I rent it. Everything is
so. You're renting it for any use you want.
And you say, well, so I want to be kind of avedis. I want to be kind of
master. It's nice that you want to be kind of master. Also wants to be kind of avedis.
Isn't that part of the agreement?
But then all avedis go to you? He's not renting it to you for kind of avedis. Kind of avedis, I'm a male. It happens, you can walk around as much as you want and keep things as much as you want. But when something hefka falls, it's minashamayim, that it becomes ownership is chal automatic. It doesn't need das. So it belongs to whoever's the Baal of the Guf HaKarka. That's the Pashtus. So it seems that the Rambam holds that the landlord is the owner. And the Rush hold that the tenant is the owner. This Tosis is somewhere in between. And it's a Machlokes Rishayim. The Rambam, the Shach asks that the Rambam is Shver from our Gemara. The Shver from our Gemara. In our Gemara, you see klar that the tenant is the one who makes kinyanim. In our Gemara, Gamliel was Makaymai Muskalai. He could have sold the Makim. He rented the Makim. He rented to Rabbi Shua, he rented to Rabbi Kiva, the Makim. And they were kinder with the Makim. So it's a Beferish Gemara that you could be kinder with Makim. So it's a big problem that this Gemara seems to be Saiser, the Shitas Harambam, that says the tenant is not kinder. And here it's a Beferish Gemara that the tenant is kinder. This is the problem from this Sugya with the Rambam Shita. So the Shach is the Kasha. The Shach.
Doesn't the Gemara say
afterwards
that they
used in Aga? Right, so in the Teretz, it's not sure. But in the Kasha, we said, it works. But the Gemara says, only a problem doesn't have Mishnah Meres. So at that point in the Gemara, why did the Gemara assume that the tenant could be Kaine? Who would be Mishnah Meres, like a normal tenant? It would work. Just here, the tenants were on the boat, so that's why it didn't work. Why?
You're
talking about Kinyan Agav. I'm talking now on the half of me as Kinyan Chatzar. Like Kinyan Chatzar.
We have the Tosfos Chitzonis. No, but here it's different because I'm making Kinyan, my mice is on my character. I really want the Kalem works here also. My das, my mice is on the Kalem. So you can say the same thing in the Rambam. Over here, I'm not making the
right, which is sort of what the Shach says without this pilpul. The Shach says that even though the Kinyan, normally Kinyanim go to the Rambam holds Kinyanim go to the landlord, to the maskir, but here it's different because here it was, Rabbi Gamliel did it in order to do a Kinyan. That was the whole plan. The whole plan was to give it to him in order to do a Kinyan. So there it's different. When you're giving him the karka in order to do a Kinyan, so there it works differently. Those are the words of the Shach. The Shach is very bekitzer at the end of the piece in Shin Yud Gimel Sukkot and Aleph. But the Ktzai's time is that he doesn't understand the Shach. That, what does it mean you're giving someone a karka for kinyanim? Bishlama, if I give you a karka for you to use to be kind of from a third party, I understand. It's no different than me myself. I myself, I could be kind of something for you from a third party. A third person could give it to me to be kind of for you. No problem. So if I'm giving you a karka to be kind of from a third party, that I have no problem with the shenach. But in our Gemara, there's no third party. Reb Gamliel, the landlord, is the one renting it to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva. They should be kind of from him. Now that normally doesn't work. You can't do that. I can't. Let's say I own a pen. I want to be machnit to you. So I have no way that I could hold this pen in my hand and do something that it should become yours. It's a yefshir. I could switch it from one hand to another. How am I machnit to you? There's no ma'aseh kinyan. Now, if Reuven has a pen and he wants to be machnit to you, Reuven could give it to me and I could be kind of for you. But if I have a pen, there's no way I could be kind of to you. Why not? What's the difference? Understand the difference? Huh? What's the difference? If Reuven wants to give you a pen, he can hand it to me and I'm kind of it for you and it works. And if I want to give you my own pen, there's no way I could be machnit to you. How can I be machnit without somebody else? You know why? Huh? It needs a ma'aseh kinyan. If someone gives it to me, that's a ma'aseh kinyan, so I can do it for you. But I myself can't be kind of things for you. Zuchtik tzais, if I have a piece of karka, and you hold like the Rambam, that the karka is the landlord's. So bishlam a karka from a third person, I could say that this karka is coming into my rishus to be kind of for you. But my own tvua that's in my own rishus from before, how could Reb Gamliel, if you hold the karka belongs to the maskir, how could Reb Gamliel give it to the give it to Reb Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua and the Rabbi Kiva? You can't give things to other people unless you do a ma'aseh kinyan. There is no ma'aseh kinyan. If the karka belongs to Reb Gamliel before and it belongs to him after, so then nothing changed. There's no way he could give it. What is the shach talking about? That if I give someone karka, so you can make kinyanim, it works. Yeah, I could let someone use my karka to make kinyanim from other people. But not for me. If it's my karka, it's like my hand. There's no way I could be machnit to someone. Reb Gamliel could be machnit. The only way it makes sense is like Rashi and the Rosh. It makes a lot of sense. When I'm asking it, the karka becomes yours. If it becomes yours, it's your karka. But if it doesn't become your karka, how does it work? So he says he doesn't understand the shach. What? It's not answered unless you hold. But the stipe is talking with a person who's receiving is kind of the gufa karka. If you hold like the Rambam that the gufa karka belongs to the maskir, then it makes no sense. How could I? But it was mine before. It's my chitim before. It's my chitim after. How can I give you a karka? I'm standing on the boat and I'm giving you the karka, but I'm not giving you the karka. I'm renting you the karka for kinyanim. But you don't get anything in the gufa karka, then it doesn't work. So because of this, the ktsais, first of all, the ktsais holds that the ikar is like the rush. The ktsais holds that the ikar is that it belongs to the tenant. Although usually when you have a machlekes shach and ktsais, usually most places can go with the shach. I believe here most places can go with the ktsais. That the tenant is the balakarka. And anything that comes in belongs to the tenant. There's a stira in Shulchan Aruch. How does Shulchan Aruch paskin? The shach paskin is like the rabbi. The Ktzai says Dik is like Rashi and the Rush. In Shulchan Aruch, there seems to be a theory. In Simish Shin Yud Gimel, by the rules of Zevel, of a Behemah Shel Hefker that leaves Zevel in a field, the Mechaba Paskin is like the Rambam, that the Zevel goes to the landlord. In the rules of Hilchis Metziah, in Simir Reish Samach, Sivkot and Gimel, in Simirei Samasivkot and Gimel, The halacha is that if a metziah falls into a place, it goes to the tenant, it goes to the seicher, like Rashi and the Rosh. So the sma and the shach is the stira in the Shulchan Aruch. That how did the Shulchan Aruch paskin? In dinei metziah, he paskins if a metziah falls in, it belongs to the tenant, to the seicher. In Hilchas Zevel, he paskins that when the zevel falls into the chatz, it belongs to the maskir. What's the difference between the two cases? Okay, it's a theory. I think if you look in the Shulchan Aruch and the Sma, it says Simon Samach Gimel. It's a mistake. It's Reish Samach Sif Gimel, where this is. And a kaponim, it is a theory in the Shulchan Aruch. Zok the Ktzais, a very nice hasber, the Ktzais names on that this is the halach. Ktzais says, in a regular rental, the rental belongs to the tenant. The rental belongs to the tenant who's renting. There's an exception. In a case such as a chatzar, where it was predictable that there was going to be zevel in the field, that's the way it is. The field, the behemoths that walk through a field, and there's zevel in the field. It's something predictable. There, if the landlord wants, he can leave for himself the schusim, to retain certain schusim in the field. In other words, he rents it to the tenant. The tenant can do whatever he wants. But if the landlord knows that there are going to be certain profits that are going to come, he can retain it for himself. In the case of the Zevel, there's a case where the owner retained use of refes, of letting his animals use the field, the chatzim. And the schusay zevel, he left for himself. The landlord has a right, if that's their original agreement, to leave things for himself, certain schusim for himself. But be'etzem, the halach is like Rashi and the Rosh, that it belongs to the tenant. And then the Ktzai says, v'ulai gam haramba moedelize. Ulai, it's not even a machloikis. Ulai, be'emes, everyone holds it goes to the tenant. The Rambam said it in the Zevel case, because in the Zevel case, it's a unique case. It's something predictable. It's a case where the landlord said something that he's leaving the use of the refes, the corral to himself, which implies that he's interested in the animals there. So that's a unique case, the case of Zevel. But it has nothing to do with the case of a regular tenant and a landlord. And it could be that in a regular case, the Rambam will be moida, everything goes to the tenant, and have a raya. Zok the Ktzais. If you look in Hilchis Gittin, the Gemara we had in Hazayrik, that says you could give a get to a woman by throwing a get into her chotzer, a mishtameres, the Rambam's loshin, the Ktzais brings, in Hilchis Gittin, Perek Hay, the Rambam says if you put a get in the wife's chotzer, Bain kenuyala, bain schurala, bain shulala. It doesn't matter if it's a chatzar because she bought it or because she rented it. Even if she rented the chatzar, if the husband puts a get in the chatzar, it becomes her get. So the pashtus of Rambam is that the Rambam says when you put a get in a chatzar a woman rented, that the get becomes hers. So we see that it does go to the tenant. So Zok the Ktzais, Elamai, the Iker is, and even the Rambam is Maida, that it goes to the tenant. Which the way we understand means that the tenant owns the Guf HaKarka. And that's what happens when you rent. And the case of Zevel is a totally different case. It's a unique case. It's an exception. If the Maskir wants, he can do it any time. He can leave something to himself. But in Stama case, where a person rents something, Zok the Ktzais, that it's... That it belongs to the renter. And the Ktzai says, really, it should be a davar pashut. As we all know, we've learned about nichsei malug. When a woman owns karka, owns a building, and she gets married, the husband uses the building. The husband, kozman the married, has the peiris, and the woman has the gufa karka. And what's the din there? If you have nichsei malug that the husband is using, and a hefker falls in there, it also belongs to the husband. Either husband is no different than a tenant, Now, he's not renting the way people normally rent. It's the same look. It goes to him. But he doesn't own the guf hakarka. He just has use of the karka. Zaptik tzais, elamai, this is a cloud. That whoever has use of the karka alpidin, any mitzia that goes there goes to him. Whoever has the right, alpi halacha, whether you're renting it or whether it's the same alug, whoever has use of the karka, which means the tenant, he is kind of things that are in that karka. That is the psak of the ketzais. So the way we're coming out is that it's machlokes ketzais in the shach. The shach says like the Rambam belongs to the maskeh. The ketzais is very convincing. Raya's that it should go to the seichel. Now, this is a relatively small sugya in renting. It's a sugya that has to do with things of hefka that fall into a chatzar. It's a rare case. Rabbi Chanan, in the Kaivitz Aris, in Simen Nun Gimel, the truth is there's a Rabbi Shimon also, in Bava Basra, Simen Aleph. They talk about this in a kolistic way. This shaila, if a tenant owns the apartment or the chatzar, or if it's the landlord's and he's just using it, it's negeah to a million other cases. It's not only negeah to what we're talking about. Rabbi Chanan talks about this klar, if the guf hakarka belongs to the tenant, and he talks about it in other cases, other shailas, l'mashal, a shaila which is both in Reb Shimon and in Rabbi Chanan. The shaila, if someone rents an apartment, let's say you rent an apartment for 2 years, you have a lease for 2 years, and during the 2 years, you're meichel the rental. Why would you be meichel? You moved. Let's say you rent an apartment. It's very shchiach that a person moves out not the last day of the month. He has the apartment till the last day of the month. And he moves out, let's say the 15th. He's moving, he bought a house, he's moving to a bigger apartment, he moves out. He has 2 weeks left to his rental. So he tells the Baal HaDira that he's meichel, he's moving out and finished. Then he wants to change his mind. He wants to change his mind, yeah, someone else wants to use the apartment for a week. Is mechila chal or is mechila not chal? Is mechila, when I tell somebody I'm meichel, the rental, is that mechila take effect or not? What's a shaila? So this comes back to an old klal and dine moment that you have to know. The word mechila, is mechila a kinyan? What is mechila? It's a siluk, we call it. You remove yourself from something. Mechila, let's say I own a pen. I say I'm mechila it to you. Garnish, nothing happened. Mechila is not a kinyan. Where's mechila? Mechila is, you owe me money. I'm mechila the chayv. That's mechila. There's no mechila ain't tzarech kinyan. Mechila is not a kinyan. Mechila is, I'm misalik myself. I remove from you. You owe me something. And I'm removing myself from that which you owe me. That's mechila. So if it's something I own, I have to do a kinyan. If it's something you owe me, mechila works. That's the way mechila is. Zakt, Sai Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Shimon both say, and the truth is this is a Shar Mishpat that they bring. Shar Mishpat says, in Chayshim Mishpat, if I'm meichel to you, my rental, is that chal? You know what it depends on? If the tenant owns the guf hakarka till the end of the month, if he's the bailim, he owns it till the end of the month, like Rashi in the Rush, then if he says he's meichel, doesn't do anything. He has to do a kinyan. If I own something, I'm saying, meichel you could use it, I could change my mind. I own a car, and I tell you could use my car this afternoon. And later on, I change my mind. I could change my mind. I said differently. I changed my mind. You're allowed to change your mind. If you don't do a kinyan, nothing's binding. So if I'm a tenant who, the lumdis is that the tenant owns the guf hakarka for this time. So if the tenant is meichel, garnished. He didn't do a kinyan. It still is. He could change his mind. Masha'en Kane, if you understand. The tenant doesn't own it. If you understand, the tenant doesn't own the Guf HaKark. He has a right to use it. He has certain rights. He doesn't have bailus, he just has rights. If all he has is rights, the way we understood the Rambam, then, if all he has is rights, then if he's Michael the rights, finished, he's Masalik himself, and it's over. It's gone. So this Shaila Vaita is totally in how you understand somebody who rents. Totally in the Shaila. B'chorin says more. B'chorin says that the machlaikis about a mezuzah, if a tenant, who has to put up a mezuzah? So everybody knows the tenant puts up the mezuzah. Is that a din deraisa or din derabanan? That a tenant puts up a mezuzah. The Torah says, Beisecha v'sha'arecha. If you're a tenant, you're renting an apartment, you put up a mezuzah. Is that a din Torah that you have to put it up? Or is that a din derabanan that you have to put it up? Is machlekes v'sha'arecha. Machlekes Tosfos in different places in Shas. Tosfos in Masechtas Menachos holds it's a din deraisa. It's Beisecha. And Taisus and Avodah Zarah holds that it's only a Dindur Rabbanan. It's only Marasayim. You know what halacha is? That a tenant in Chutz Laretz gets 30 days to put it up. Taisus holds it's Marasayim. People think it's your house, so the Rabbanan made a takon and tenants have to put it up. It's not a Dindur Raisa. It's not Beisecha. So we have a Machlekes Rishayim in Hilchas Mezuzah. If when you're a tenant, you put up a mezuzah, death beisecha. Isn't that the same machlaikis? What's the machlaikis? How would you understand the lomdis? One taisa says it is beisecha, one taisa says not beisecha, you're a tenant. How do you understand that? The pashtus, it's the same exact machlaikis. What is a tenant? If a tenant owns the house for 2 years, then it's beisecha, then it's a deraisa. If the tenant does not own the house, he's just using the house, then it's not Beisecha. Then it's not a Din Torah. Then it's not Beisecha or Bisharecha. Mamish, this machlaikis, what is a tenant? I say machlaikis. They bring many other cases. Another case they bring, Rabbi Chanan brings, I rent an apartment from someone, and the owner of the landlord is Magdish the house. He says the house should belong to Hegdish. I'm living there. Am I allowed to continue living there? Can I continue living there? Or I'm in the Henam and a Hegdish. I have to make an agreement with Hegdish. Vaita, exactly the same thing. Depends. Who owns the Guf Habayis? If the Guf Habayis belongs to the landlord, then when he's magdish it, he has to give me my rent back. He was mafsid me. But then it's hegdish, it's me'ila. I can't live there without renting it from hegdish. If you hold that the guf hakaka belongs to the tenant, like the tzai says, that the guf hakaka, you know, the magdish tova shena shalai, then the landlord can't be magdish this apartment. This apartment belongs to me. He can't be magdish it. It's mine. It's mine till the end of 2 years. So Vaita, this would be totally in this machlokes who the landlord is and who owns the guf hakark.
If somebody has a contract to rent for 2 years, and if he stops paying after 1 year, then after 1 year he decides not to pay anymore, and the owner has the right to throw him out. So in such an agreement, the kuliyama, the renter doesn't own the property. Because it's like he bought something. If he owned it, he should still own it.
No, but every time, if I sell you something, on the condition you pay me for it. If you don't pay me, so then I could be mevatel mechira. If I have an agreement to do a rental, so if you stop renting, so you're always tenant. I have a 2-year agreement that if you pay, you'll get it every month. If you don't pay, you don't get it every month.
So the Kuliyama, he doesn't own the property.
Once he stops paying, the Kuliyama, he doesn't own. But Kozman, he pays, he does own.
But he made
it.
Okay.
There's another case they bring from the Machne Ephraim. Hilchis Chia Mehefker Ois Beis. Interesting case. A ger rented an apartment, let's say for a year. A ger rented an apartment for a year and he died during the year. He's paid up already for the whole year, let's say. And he dies during the year. What's the Shaila? Did you ask? He has no Yarshim. He has no Yarshim. So what happens to the rental? Could someone else, like everything a ger dies, you all know. If a ger dies, so everyone goes running to be kind of his things. So the ger died, he has a rental apartment for a year. So his friend runs in and he says, I have the apartment for a year. Is that true? It's a triple chanan. It's totally weiter. If the ger owned the gufa apartment, the gufa karka for the year, then avada, whoever comes, can get it just like anything else he owned. That's only if he owned the gufa karka. If he didn't own the gufa karka, if all he owned was a right to use the apartment, so you can't. How do you get that from him? He died, so he had a right to use the landlord's apartment. Now the landlord retains the right; it belongs to the landlord now. The landlord is a typhus vayim. The gufa karka, I mean. Stum, even though when you talk about karka, usually you can only have one ground floor. Stum, any apartment, you have to do a kinyan separately on each apartment. So the apartment is mechubal karka. So the landlord would have to, if they were living together in the same apartment, then it would certainly be, like you said. A kaponim, what's coming out from this is that this machlaikis, Rashi in the Rosh against the Rambam, which Tzais holds is not even a machlaikis, it zicha belongs to the tenant, Rabbi Chanan, is marich to show that this inyan is a very big prey to shayla. It's a shayla of many, many nidainim that have to do. I mentioned, we had six inyanim, I think, that we mentioned. The mezuzah, the hegdish, and the ger, and the and our sugya, what was the other shayla? The first shayla we mentioned from Reb Shimon, Mechila. All these cases are all totally in this. Now, Rabbi Chanan goes a step further. And this last step is a little complicated. Rabbi Chanan offers I'll call it a pshara, but he offers a raya, a middle ground in this inyan. The thing is a little complicated, but if you'll bear with me, I'll try to explain this in you. We learned Gittin last year. I think I mentioned this machlokes when we talked about schiris by the get being kind of for the woman. I'm not sure, but I imagine I would have mentioned it last year. But I didn't mention this part of Rabbi Chanan. So try to follow, and you'll see. Before anything, you have to know there's a rule in Shas, Schirus Eina Mishtalemes Elo L'Besayf, that at the time of the Gemara, any Schirus, rental, wages, were always paid at the end of a month. When you buy things, you pay for it as soon as you get it. When you rent things, you pay it at the end. Like wages, when do you get your wages? At the end of the week, at the end of the month. When you rented a Dira, you would pay at the end of the month. Now this changed, Bizman Azeh. Bizman Azeh wages are still the end of the month, rentals are usually the beginning of a month. So we have to bear in mind, we're talking now about the Zman HaGemara, where normally wages rentals were also paid at the end of a month. Okay? That's a klal all over Shas. Schiras Eina Mishtalemes Elul B'Saif. I'd like to learn with you one line, maybe it's a line and a half of a Mishnah in Ezel Neshech. Some of you have learned it, some of you haven't. But either way, there's a line with a halacha in Hilchis Ribbis, which Rabbi Chanan uses to explain our shayla. So you'll have to follow. It's a Mishnah on Samachay Amar Aleph. And the Mishnah has a rule, which is an important rule. It's a halacha l'maisadika rule, not well known. People are over on this, you know, Ribbis, unfortunately. But there's a rule. The rule is, first line of the Mishnah, Mar bin al Aschar, ve'ein Mar bin al Hamecher. Mar bin al Aschar, ein Mar bin al Hamecher. Let me explain what that means. Let's say you go into a store and you ask, what's the price for this? What's the price? So they tell you, well, you're paying cash or you're getting it on credit. For cash, it's this much. If you're taking it on credit, it's more expensive. Okay, you have that today in gas stations sometimes. There's a cash price and a credit price. The Mishnah says that's awesome. It's ribbis. The cash price is mutter. You're allowed to buy it for the cash price, that's normal. But to pay a higher price for credit, that's ribbis. Why are you paying more? Gasoline is $2.20 a gallon. Then why are you paying $2.50? Because you're doing it because you're paying for credit. Paying for credit. Now, if they're just passing along what it costs them, that would be different. But if they're charging you for the credit, then that's awesome. Or very often you see even in from stores, they have a sign that something Tuesdays, everything is 10% off. But only cash. Credit is more expensive. That's the shayla of Marvin al Hamecher. The Mishnah says that's awesome. You can't offer two prices, one for cash and one for more. The cash price is mutter. That's normal. Whatever's a cash price is considered to be a normal price. A credit price, that's awesome. Credit price, that's awesome. What?
But you're discounting the cash.
What does that mean?
Yeah,
so we assume, it's a little more complicated than what I'm telling you, but the halacha is we assume the cash price is the right price, and the credit price is a charge for credit. That's what the Mishnah says. Except, one important exception. Mar bin al Aschar. By Schar, it's mutter. What's the case of Schar? Let's say, a common case today, a certain Rav and Flappish called me with this. He said that there's a cleaner store, a dry cleaner's, that offers that if you pay when you're given your clothing for cleaning, he gives you 5% off. So he has two prices. One price, when you bring in the clothing, you pay right away. And one price, if you pay like normal, when you pick up your clean clothing, that's normally the time you pay. Is that mutter? Mishnah says that's mutter. Mar ben al Aschar, when you're paying someone for his work, the normal price is the higher price. Because the normal price is the price at the end, the higher price. That's not paying for credit. If you're going into a place and you're paying the higher price, that's not aser, because that's the normal price. If he's willing to give you a discount for paying early, so that's okay. The cash price is mutter. The credit price, that's the normal price. That's not paying for credit. You have the difference?
The
you understand the difference?
Why? Lending him the money then?
Okay, 1 second. I'll get to that. But this is what it says in the Mishnah. Mar ben al Aschar is mutter. Or let's say you rent a car. Normally you rent a car, you pay at the end. If you just rent a car for a week, you pay at the end. They charge you at the end. If they want to give you a cheaper price up front, that's mutter. The same thing with renting an apartment in the time of the Mishnah. Normally, you paid at the end of the month. The Mishnah says you can make such a deal. You could say, listen, it's $100 a month for a year. If you pay me up front, it's $1,000 for the whole year. Now, we all know a month has 12 months. A year has 12 months, which would be $1,200. He's saying, if you pay me up front, it's $1,000. Zok the Mishnah that's mutter. Mar ben al Aschar. That's okay, because when you pay the higher price, you're not paying for credit. You're paying a normal price. So by schar, that's okay. For wages, would be the same thing. You get paid up front. See how the difference? By mecher, the credit price is paying for credit, because that's not a normal time to pay. By schirus, the higher price is the normal price. So it can't be Osir, because that's the normal price. Ein mishtalemes el levesayf. Okay, that's what it says there in the Mishnah. And that's the way we pass it. There's no machlaikis there. We pass it mar ben al aschar, ein mar ben al amecher. Frekta Bachan and Akash. Even in the Schar case, and we're talking now about an apartment, about a rental. Frekta Bachan and Akash. Let's say you're renting an apartment for me, and I tell you, listen, either you pay $100 at the end of every month, or you pay $1,000 up front, it's okay. So the Mishnah says it's mutter, because the $1,000 is the cash payment, that's certainly mutter. And the credit payment, that's normal. It's not paying extra for credit, that's a fair price. Mutter. Frekwe Bolchanan, the lower price should be a problem in the case of rentals. Because when I tell you, if you pay me $1,000 up front, you can rent it for a year for $1,000, what am I doing? What is the landlord doing? The landlord is really saying, if you lend me the money up front, I'll give it to you cheaper. In effect, the landlord is saying, look, the real price is $100 at the end of every month. If you give me in the beginning $1,000, I'll give you a cheaper price. So for Rebbe Chanan, Taka, the one who's buying, is not paying for credit. But the landlord is renting. He's renting. He's really doing is getting a loan up front. He's getting his money up front, which he doesn't really deserve. Really, Sneeris is Michelle and Mr. Safe. He's getting his rent up front. How do you have a heter to get your rent up front and give him a discount for that? You're giving him a $1,200 rental for $1,000 because he's lending you money. That should be awesome. This is Rebbe Chanan's cash. The Stipe Lawson, Ezer Neshach, has a piece on this cash. And fit Rebbe Chanan with a beautiful yisayit. We talked today about the shaila, who owns the guf hakarka, the tenant or the landlord? That's our whole shaila here today. Who owns the guf hakarka? Is it the tenant? Is it the landlord? Zok Rebbe Chanan, there are two ways that you can rent an apartment. There are two ways to rent. If you pay lebesayif, if you pay at the end of the month, then all you have is the rights of the... You don't own the guf hakarka. All you do is have rights to the karka, like the Rambam, the Shach. If you're paying at the end, so that means you didn't do any kinyan on the guf hakarka. So all you have is rights to use the karka. And then the tenant doesn't own the karka. Anytime you choose to rent an apartment by paying at the end, then that's schirus. It's not mecher, it's schirus. You don't own the guf hakarka. That's schirus. And then the shach is right, the rabbam is right. Then the guf hakarka belongs to the landlord. However, if you choose the option of paying up front, of paying right away, so what does that mean? Schirus is mishtalem es lebesayif. Rentals are paid at the end. If I make an agreement where I pay up front, that means I'm doing a mecher. What I'm doing is I'm buying the rental. I'm buying the guf hakarka for the year. When I pay $1,000 up front at the beginning of the year, that's not a loan to the landlord. It's just a different agreement. Anytime you pay in the beginning, it's mecher. Anytime you pay at the end, it's schirus. So, Rebbe Chanan, when you pay in the beginning, that's mecher. So a tenant who pays in the beginning of the month or in the beginning of the year, he is getting a guf hakarka, and the guf hakarka is his for that period of time, like we said from the Ketzais and Rashi and the Rush. In a case where you're paying at the end, when you're paying at the end, there it's only a schiras on the karka, and there that's where the Shach and the Rambam have their chiddush, that the guf hakarka belongs to the landlord, and it's just usable by the person who's using it. So this is Rebbe Chanan's pshara between the two mahalchim. If Rebbe Chanan would be the ikala halacha, then this would not apply to, let's say, the cleaner's case. Because in the cleaner's case, when you pay up front, you can't say, I'm kind of the guf hawat, the guf anything. Rebbe Chanan is a nice pshara between the two shittas. The problem, as often is, when the Rosh Yeshivas say a nice teretz, is that the Paiskim are not mechalik this way. I don't know any place in the Paiskim to say this chilik. In Lomdis, it's a nice chilik. The halacha, it's very hard to say. I mean, the Ksais and the Shachan don't talk about this chilek. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about the chilek. So what should I tell you? It's an ashtipul tyrant. If it's emes la halacha, I doubt it. I mean, hilchis mezuzah is a difference. If you pay in the beginning of the month or you pay at the end of the month, different dinim in hilchis mezuzah, which I don't think it says anywhere in the Paiskim in hilchis mezuzah. So it's like I say, it's from Machanan's pshat. It's a nice hasber. But the ikur to walk away with is the ikur nidain, the Rambam and the Rash, Tzais and the Shach, the Shaila of who owns the Guf HaKarka, the rental. All right, Sunday we're going to continue with the Inyan of Tevis HaNoah. If you got through the Gemara, there's a stipler. In my print, it's Simit Tezayin. In the new print, it's probably Yud Ches or something on the Inyan of Tevis HaNoah. We're going to do it on Sunday.